Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AHWAYISLAND.com.
Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, an extra episode once a week, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Before today's story, let's relax. We'll start by taking a deep dragon breath together. You'll breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly soften, and think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Relax your arms and shoulders, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Now close your eyes and feel your face and neck relax. Imagine that you are the baby fawn with your mama deer. You feel safe and loved. Let's take one more deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, like a dragon. Here we go. Deep breath. In and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Hide and Tag. It was a beautiful day on Awe Island. The sun was brightly shining down on all of the big green trees living in the Awe Island Animal Sanctuary. The trees slowly swayed in the wind, like they were gently dancing to a song. Leroy Lion stretched and let out a big, happy yawn. He was ready to start his day. Leroy looked up to the sun and roared, He had been practicing his roar for a few days now, and he couldn't wait to show his friends, Oliver Elephant and Giselle Giraffe. Leroy loved to pounce and jump around the Awe Island Sanctuary with his friends. They were always ready to play interesting games and do other fun things with Leroy. Giselle's favorite game to play was tag, while Oliver loved to play in the pond where their other friend, Henrietta Hippo, lived. Truth be told, Leroy loved every game his friends wanted to play. No matter what game Giselle or Oliver came up with, Leroy always had fun with them. Leroy stretched one more time, stood up, and began walking away from the trees and towards the field where he would meet his friends. As he walked through the grassy sanctuary paths, Leroy wondered what kind of game his friends were going to come up with today. Whether it was hide and seek or tag, Leroy was ready to pounce and have fun with his dear friends. Soon, Leroy reached the field and spotted his friends. "Oliver, Giselle, over here," Leroy called as he ran to his friends. Giselle and Oliver waved, happy to see Leroy. "Hi, Leroy," Giselle exclaimed. "Hello, Leroy," Oliver added, running up to greet the little lion. "Hi, Giselle." "Hi, Oliver. What game would you like to play today?" Leroy asked. "What if we play hide and seek?" Giselle suggested. Oliver lifted up his trunk to indicate he wanted to speak. "I'm kind of tired of hide and seek," Oliver said. "We play it a lot. Could we play tag instead?" he added. "Well, I don't really want to play tag today," Giselle said. "We play that a lot, too." "What do you want to play, Leroy?" Oliver asked. Leroy looked back and forth between his friends. He wasn't quite sure what game to play either. Leroy did not want to make one of his friends feel left out if he chose one game over the other. Leroy scratched his chin with a paw, trying to find a way to make both of his friends happy. Giselle and Oliver saw that Leroy was carefully thinking, so they waited patiently until they saw Leroy's eyes light up. He had an idea. "I know," Leroy exclaimed. "What if we play both games together?" "Together?" Oliver repeated. "That sounds fun," Giselle said. "Can you explain some more, please?" Leroy nodded and explained. "I mean, we start playing hide and seek as usual, but then when the person who is it finds someone, they have to catch them, too." "Oh, that does sound fun," Oliver said excitedly, swinging his trunk in the air happily. Leroy smiled. "How about if I be it first, and you two can go hide? Remember, if I find you, you have to run, and the last person to be caught is it next time." "Okay," Giselle and Oliver said together as they excitedly ran to find hiding spots. Leroy closed his eyes and started to count, feeling the cool breeze on his whiskers as he counted in a loud voice. 1, 2, 3. Leroy slowly counted all the way to 30. And then he began to search for his friends. Leroy looked behind rocks and trees, and gently pushed aside the branches of bushes to peer inside. He knew it wasn't possible for either Oliver or Giselle to have climbed a tree, but instinctively, he looked up into the trees anyway. When he looked up, he saw Kieran Koala sitting on a branch watching the game of hide and tag. "Hi, Kieran," Leroy called out, waving a paw. "Hi, Leroy," replied Kieran, waving back. "Good luck with your game." Leroy continued searching. After a little while, he found Oliver hiding in the big bush near Oliver's favorite banyan tree. Oliver ran away as soon as he was spotted, laughing and waving his trunk about. "You can't catch me," Oliver sang as he ran. Leroy laughed and prepared to give chase. He lowered himself on his back paws the way he saw the grown-up lions do. Then he jumped up and ran as fast as his furry legs could carry him, chasing his friend. Oliver ran fast, but so did Leroy. After a few moments of intense running, Leroy caught up with Oliver and gently tapped his friend with his paw when he was close enough. Leroy cheered. "I caught you! I caught you!" he exclaimed. Oliver collapsed on the ground, gasping and laughing. "Yes, you caught me," Oliver said between gasps. "I like this game. This is so much fun." Leroy and Oliver laughed together as they caught their breath. Leroy was pleased to see how happy his game suggestion was making Oliver. After the two animals got their breath back, Leroy said, "Okay, would you help me find Giselle now?" "Yes, let's find her together," Oliver replied. The two friends ran all around, searching for Giselle. Leroy felt happy as he ran through the grass with Oliver. He was having such a good time, and he knew Oliver was too. After a little while, Oliver saw something. "Giselle," Oliver whispered to Leroy, pointing his trunk towards a tree. Leroy looked to where Oliver was pointing and saw the outline of Giselle's brown spotted body. She was hiding her face in a leafy branch just tall enough for her to reach. She hadn't noticed that Leroy and Oliver had seen her. As quietly as possible, Leroy paced over to the tree behind which Giselle was hiding. He made it all the way to her side without her hearing him. "Found you," Leroy called as he placed one of his paws on her side, tagging her gently. Giselle jumped in surprise. "You found me indeed," she said, laughing. "You're good at this game." Giselle moved her face out of the branches, and the movement caused some leaves to fall on Oliver and Leroy's heads. Leroy pounced and played with the falling leaves while Giselle and Oliver danced in them. Oliver lifted his trunk and spun around in a circle. Giselle stomped her feet on the grass and laughed. It was like having one big confetti party. The leaves were so beautiful as they fell on the happy trio. The sun shone, and it was as if the sun was smiling as well. Leroy felt so grateful to have such good friends who loved to play as much as he did. The three friends played hide and tag for a little while longer. It was Giselle's turn to be it, while Oliver and Leroy hid. Giselle was very good at being it. She quickly found Oliver hiding in a bush close to one of the sanctuary's little ponds. Oliver took off running, but Giselle was fast, and she quickly tagged Oliver, touching his side with her ears by bending down her long neck. After being found, Oliver helped Giselle find Leroy. The two friends walked for a bit before they heard a faint rustling sound coming from some nearby trees. Giselle and Oliver walked closer to the trees, and as they approached, they heard a familiar giggle. It was Leroy, hiding in the tree branches. Giselle used her long neck to poke around in the branches. She soon spotted Leroy hiding up on a branch, trying to stifle his giggles. When he realized that he had been found, he pounced frantically onto a lower branch before jumping to the ground and running. As soon as he hit the ground, Oliver and Giselle took off after him. Leroy was a fast runner and harder to catch than Oliver, but Giselle was even faster. When she finally caught Leroy and tagged him with her head, the three friends laughed and flopped in the grass to relax. After they had rested for a few minutes and finally stopped laughing, Leroy stretched and yawned. "I think it's nap time," Giselle said, laughing at Leroy's loud yawn. "I think so too," Oliver said, before letting out a big yawn of his own. "Boy, that was fun. I'm so glad we compromised on our game ideas today," he said. "Yes," agreed Giselle. "Hide and tag was a great game idea, Leroy. Thank you for suggesting it. I'm glad we played it instead of regular hide and seek or regular tag." "Thank you both for trying something new," said Leroy happily. The little animals said goodbye to each other and headed to their separate homes for a nap. Leroy walked home to his little den, smiling all the way as he remembered the fun time he had had today. At the entrance to the den was one of Leroy's favorite napping spots, a big flat rock warmed by the sunshine. Leroy lay down on the toasty rock. He stretched and let out a big yawn. He rolled over on his back to feel the sun on a different part of his body for a few moments. Then he rolled back onto his tummy so that he could take a nice, relaxing nap. Leroy folded his fluffy paws in front of him and gently lowered his head onto his paws like they were soft little pillows. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. Leroy curled in on himself a bit more, his tail gently tapping the warm, sunny stone. Leroy felt so warm and cozy as the sun wrapped around him like a warm blanket. Leroy thought of all the things he had to be grateful for. He was grateful to have had the idea to play hide and tag so that Giselle and Oliver could both play a game they enjoyed. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. Leroy felt grateful that he and his friends were willing to compromise and try something new. Leroy smiled and took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Leroy was grateful to have Giselle and Oliver as good friends. Leroy closed his eyes and fell asleep, dreaming of the next time he and his friends would invent and play together. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.